Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore of the women's team. Wasn't the most fluid of games, but 3 points is 3 points.
Yeah, 3 points, like I said to him, you know, four goals and a clean sheet. Good day at the office. You know, we can't expect to blow teams away every week. I think Stockport had a really good game plan. Made it difficult for us at times, but, you know, yeah, we could have tidied our play up at times. But again, like I say, four goals and no reply, can't really argue with that.
No, absolutely not. But it did look like they come to not lose by many rather than even try and win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the stats were. I don't think they had a single shot on target at all our game, but yeah, you could tell what they were setting up to do, you know, throughout the whole of the game. And fair play to them, they stuck to it and they carried on. And but you know, just lucky that we had enough about us to break them down and score four times. And to be fair, it could have been a little bit more. The keeper had an outstanding game.
Yeah, once again, the opposition keeper is the player of the match for them. So it does tell you where all the pressure was. It's just a shame we couldn't break them down a bit more.
Yeah, and that's it. Like I say, on another week, you know, if we're a little bit different in front of goal, we put four or five more of them in the back of the net, it looks like a different score, doesn't it? But yeah, and like I say, the keeper was fantastic today for them. You know, she saved high, low, you know, she saved everything really, so she's really well done.
Yeah, so moving on to next week, we're in the Argyle Cup. We're back. We're in the main stadium. We're here at Moston, but for the first time for a competitive game.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I think the girls are really, really looking forward to it, obviously, showing everyone what we can do. It'd be nice to see as many fans there as possible as we can get. Yeah, it should be a really good occasion for the club and for the girls as well.
Could be a toughie, I suppose. They're at the top of the Northern League at the moment.
Yeah.
The equivalent from where in the south where we are. So, I don't think they've conceded much either.
No.
Or any in the league. I think they've only conceded in the cup or something.
Yeah.
So that'll be tough because neither side have conceded at home.
Yeah, Penrith will be a tough side next week. You know, they're coming here, they'll be wanting to win. So we've got to make sure we prepare right in the week, which we will be doing, and hopefully on our home turf. And, you know, with the form that we're in, we can hopefully come away with a win and into the next round of the Argyle Cup, which is obviously one that we won last year and we want to try and keep hold of.
Yeah, we want to defend it. Do we know much about the Penrith team?
Really know much about them, no. And I think they finished second last year in their league, pretty much the same to us, you know, the way we finished second. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a really good test for us to see where we're at and see obviously how strong that North Division is, because, you know, a lot of the South Division tends to be a little bit stronger in the past, but it'll be interesting to see where they're at.
Right. Yeah, so let's hope we can put on a nice little show and defend the Argyle Cup in our run of home games. Got five on the trot or something, and that'll be the middle one. Let's hope everybody gets down and supports the team inside the main stadium.
Yeah, fantastic, and hope to see you there.